Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with The Wall Street Reporter. And joining me today is Jeffrey Thompson, CEO of TowerStream, which trades on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol TWER. And TowerStream provides fixed wireless broadband services to commercial users based on a monthly recurring revenue model. Thanks for joining me today, Jeffrey.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Great. What were the value drivers behind the company's recent Q4 of 08 results, which were particularly strong?
Well, in this environment, having a broadband product, which basically for most businesses right now is as close to a utility as you can get, we have a very low-cost product with the same reliability as our peers like Verizon and AT&T. So we're really, we have a very blunt tagline: better, faster, cheaper is really what our customers are getting, and that's the value they're getting. And it's enabled us to put together, our third quarter in a row of double-digit sequential growth.
Okay, and can you be a little bit more specific as far as the product that you provide and some of its business and application uses?
Yeah, the traditional business class broadband that most small and medium businesses have is what they call a T1. Not to get into jargon here, but it's basically about 1.5 megabits of broadband upstream and downstream. We have solutions that are like a half megabit up to a gigabit, but our most popular products range from the 5 megabit to the 8 megabit product, which is really the broadband sweet spot for most small and medium businesses, and that's really driving our growth.
Okay, and can you talk a little bit about more what went behind the company's record revenues for the quarter last year?
Yeah, well, what helped us is we had record installs, we had record net new installs, all that productivity piled together with some great cost controls in this environment, and that's really what helped us string together another great quarter and set us up for 09.
And talk about some of the trends in the market right now and how well positioned is TowerStream to capitalize on them.
Well, one of the great things is businesses are using broadband to save money. Doing more applications online instead of using standard software that's too expensive or outsourcing certain things to try to keep headcount low. All that points to is people needing more broadband. So TowerStream, is a broadband provider, which this environment is probably helping us a little bit to be able to still grow, with 68% growth quarter over quarter, year over year. Those are the types of things, these drivers that people are using to cut costs are helping, not to mention that most broadband users now, specifically in businesses, are using a lot of video. So that's another application that's driving customers towards TowerStream.
And what else differentiates TowerStream from the other players in the sector?
One of the large advantages that we have is our speed to install. And that might not sound like a huge advantage, but most traditional legacy telecom providers take up to 26 business days to install broadband service. No one can wait, more than a month for broadband. So the fact that we can install in just a few days, it gives us a huge advantage over the traditional legacy telecom providers.
Okay, and perhaps you can walk us through a little bit of the background of your team and your management team.
Sure. I mean, it's, people, one of the buzzwords in our business is called WiMAX, and it's a newer technology, but we've been delivering fixed wireless services for 8 years now. And myself and Joe Hernon, our CFO, he's had two other jobs at some biotech companies as a public CFO in the past, 10 years each. And also, Mel Yarborough, he's our CRO. And he drives the revenue here at TowerStream, and he's helped drive all these records in fourth quarter. He's done this same role at a couple other companies before here at Hoover's and D&B. So, that's some of the team that's been with us a long time. We just brought on Bruce Grinnell, and he's our chief operations officer. And, you know, he's helping to, you know, keep these costs in line and keep the network up and running. So we really do have a good team that's filled out right now that can, you know, take all the things that we've put in place through 2008 and really start to, you know, drive to profitability in each one of these markets. As we recently just announced that 6 of our 9 markets are now EBITDA profitable.
Great. And so what objectives has the management set for the company over the next 12 to 24 months?
Well, that's a great question because, you know, we originally our goal is to eventually get to about 20 to 25 markets throughout the U.S., the top large markets. In this environment, we've decided to hunker down a little bit and to reel in our CapEx through 09 and focus on the profits of the existing markets that we're in. And with these 9 markets that we're in currently, we could almost triple our revenue just getting to 1% in each market of penetration. So we've got huge potential in our existing markets, all the markets that we built out last year. We're going to just focus on driving deeper instead of wider across the country, and that's shown up recently as you've seen our margins gross margins increase to 68% in fourth quarter. That's just a result from not adding any new markets near the end of the year. It'll also help contain CapEx and significantly lower our CapEx requirements for the year, which, you know, everyone's trying to hold on to cash, and, you know, we're very well capitalized and have plenty of money to get us to, cash flow positive.
So in terms of the company's overall growth, is it primarily organic or what do you consider strategic acquisitions?
There are some opportunities out there, but we want to make sure we do them when the time is right and when the price is right for our shareholders. But we've done all of this growth organically. We gave guidance for Q1 for 60 to 65% year-over-year growth again. So the good news, even in this environment, we're growing at a very rapid pace. It's a pretty compelling business when you start to see the leverage of our business model when we're not adding markets. But that doesn't mean that we won't, look at deals that are quality companies, that are well-operated, that we could bring into the TowerStream family and probably add a lot of EBITDA to an existing market or to a new market because we have all this infrastructure set up. It's a pretty fragmented space.
Okay, and once again, this is an interview with Jeffrey Thompson, CEO of TowerStream, which trades on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol TWER. And before we conclude, Jeffrey, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider TowerStream as a long-term investment opportunity?
Well, we're trading right under a dollar and hovering right around a dollar. It's very, I think the stock's extremely cheap. That's what I believe. And, you know, when people see the EBITDA that this company can produce in these markets, combined with the cash that we have in the bank, everyone will see the value of this stock right now.
And we certainly do look forward to continuing to track your company's progress over the next few months. And I'd like to thank you for joining me today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on.